From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It is nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, commentary, and so forth. Also, we'll play some songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voanews.id.
Here is the news. First, the headlines. House Speaker Puan Maharani reminds of importance of disaster mitigation. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing construct VVIP airport terminal for G20 summit in Bali. I'm Nuka Kusumawati. Now the news in details. Let's begin with the national news. Speaker of the House of Representatives DPR Puan Maharani reminded of the importance of disaster mitigation for areas in Indonesia that are prone to natural disasters. She noted in a written statement on Saturday that the Indonesian Parliament has at least four important roles to play in supporting the government to handle disasters. The roles are strengthening development policies without compromising the capacity of the environment, supporting disaster mitigation policies, providing a legal basis for managing environment-friendly development and disaster mitigation, as well as providing a sufficient budget for risk reductions and increasing community resilience to disasters. Speaker Puan Maharani is optimistic that in the future, disaster mitigation in Indonesia will be conducted more optimally to minimize damage when a disaster occurs. Minister of Public Works and Public Housing PUPR is constructing a VVIP terminal at the I Gusti Ngurah Rai International Airport in Bali to facilitate access for G20 summit guests. The ministry continues to conduct infrastructure development in Bali to support the preparedness of Indonesia's presidency for the G20 summit in November 2022. This was stated by Minister Basuki Hadimulyono through a statement on Sunday. In addition to constructing a new VVIP terminal, the ministry will also revitalize the existing VIP terminal and its supporting buildings. Beyond this, the construction of an aircraft freight forwarding building, or EMPU, will also be carried out to support the G20 summit. Indonesia and Malaysia agreed to strengthen trade relations, especially in the energy sector. This was conveyed by Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry Sambuaga when welcoming Malaysian Minister of Energy and Natural Resources Dato Sri Taqiyuddin bin Hassan. Deputy Minister of Trade Jerry, in his statement in Jakarta on Sunday, said that Malaysia has been one of Indonesia's main trading partners, including in the energy sector. Therefore, trade relations with Malaysia must be strengthened in the future. As a neighboring country, Malaysia is an export destination of Indonesian energy products, especially coal. Let's move on to the international news. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky visited troops on the front line in Ukraine's northeastern Kharkiv region on Sunday, his first official appearance outside the Kyiv region since the start of Russia's invasion of February 24. Zelensky Chief of Staff Andriy Yermak wrote on the Telegram app that the president had also visited Ukraine's second-largest city of Kharkiv. Yermak said Zelensky toured destroyed residential buildings, noting that their replacement had to be built with bomb shelters in place. Australia's new government had a positive response from Pacific Island leaders to its diplomatic engagement, Prime Minister Anthony Albanese said, as he focuses on a region in which China is pushing its influence. Albanese said in a television interview broadcast on Sunday that plans for the Pacific include a defense training school, support for maritime security, a boost in aid, and engaging on climate change. A small passenger plane with 22 people on board went missing in cloudy weather in Nepal on Sunday, and authorities suspended a search in difficult terrain as night fell. Officials said bad weather and mountainous terrain had hampered their efforts to locate the plane. A De Havilland Canada DHC-6 300 Twin Otter, operated by privately owned Tara Air. Government officials said the plane took off in the morning for a 20-minute flight, but lost contact with control tower 5 minutes before it was due to land. Shanghai said on Sunday unreasonable curbs on businesses will be removed from June 1st as it looks to lift its COVID-19 lockdown, while Beijing reopened parts of its public transport as well as some malls and other venues as infections stabilize. The Chinese commercial hub of 25 million aims to essentially end from Wednesday a lockdown that has severely damaged the economy and seen many Shanghai residents lose income, struggle to source food, and to cope mentally with prolonged isolation. Listener, now let's move on to Diplomatic Corner. On Indonesia's elected as members of APCICT Governing Council. Indonesia was elected as a member of the Governing Council of the Asian and Pacific Center Training Center for Information and Communication Technology for Development, APCICT, on May 24, 2022. Indonesia has been elected along with Bangladesh, Cambodia, India, Kazakhstan, the Philippines, Russia, and Thailand for the period 2022 to 2025. The Asian Pacific Training Center for Information and Communication Technologies for Development was inaugurated on June 16, 2006 as the Regional Institute of the Economic and Social Commission for Asia and the Pacific, ESCAP, and is located in Incheon, South Korea. Guided by the 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the internationally agreed development goals, the goal of establishing APCICT is to build and strengthen the capacity of ESCAP members to utilize information and communication technology ICT for socio-economic development goals. APCICT's work is focused on training, knowledge sharing, and multi-stakeholders dialogue and partnership. In the series of the 78th ESCAP Commission session, which took place from 23rd to May 27, 2022, there were selections of members of the Governing Councils of the Asian and Pacific Center Training Center for Information and Communication Technology for Development, APCICT, the Asian and Pacific Center for the Development of Disaster and Information Management, APDIM, the Center for Sustainable Agricultural Mechanizations, CSAM, and Statistical Institute for Asia and the Pacific, SIAP. Listener, that was the news. I'm Nuka Kusumawati, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. begin today in history with an event on May 30, 1938, when national hero Dr. Sutomo passed away in Surabaya. Dr. Sutomo was the founding figure of Budi Utomo, the first movement organization in Indonesia. In 1903, he studied medicine at the school taught of Leding van Inlandse Artsen or Stovia in Batavia. Along with his friends from Stovia, Sutomo founded an association called Budi Utomo in 1908. It became a milestone in Sutomo's political movements against the Dutch East Indies government. The Dr. Sutomo passed away in Surabaya, East Java on May 30, 1938 and was buried in the Surabaya Heroes Cemetery. Move on to an event on May 30, 1942, when the British carried out a massive bombing of Cologne City, Germany. The British Air Force of Royal Air Force heavily bombed Cologne City, Cologne in Germany, bringing war to German land for the first time. Over the next 3 years, Anglo-American bombing devastated German urban areas. About 240 hectares of important and strategic industrial areas in Cologne were destroyed. This attack also marked the beginning of a massive attack by the Allied forces against major cities in Germany to weaken German power in the Second World War. We end today in history with an event on May 30, 2003 when Air France stopped Concorde commercial flights forever. The supersonic Concorde aircraft was jointly made by the French and British consortium from planning to designing in 1954. In the late 60s, the first prototype Concorde was officially launched. The presence of the supersonic Concorde passenger aircraft marked a new era of modern aviation. However, due to noise pollution generated and high costs to cause several accidents, finally Concorde commercial flights were stopped by French airline Air France on May 30, 2003. While the British airline officially stopped in Oh,
listen to Voice of Indonesia, the next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Bank Indonesia once again held Karya Kreatif Indonesia, or the Indonesian Creative Works Exhibition, more recently. The annual event presented superior products of micro, small, and medium enterprises assisted by Bank Indonesia and partners. This year, Karya Kreatif Indonesia emphasizes collaboration on digitalization and globalization. The event was held at the JCC Jakarta from 27th to 29th of May 2022, themed Indonesian MSMEs Rise Through Digitalization and Globalization Towards Sustainable Economic Growth. Vice President Ma'ruf Amin appreciated Bank Indonesia's effort to implement the development program for MSMEs through the policy pillars, namely corporatization, capacity building, and expansion of access and financing. He made his remark online at the opening of Indonesian Creative Work 2022 event in Jakarta last Friday. He hoped the synergy and collaboration of Bank Indonesia with various parties in developing MSMEs are maintained and expanded. The Indonesian Creative Works Exhibition was attended by more than 200 micro, small, and medium enterprises offline and 500 online. They offered curated products, including wastra or fabrics, apparels, crafts, and culinary delights. At the opening of the exhibition, Governor of Bank Indonesia, Peri Warjio, explained that in this exhibition, Bank Indonesia synergized with 13 ministries and institutions, 5 business associations, 26 industries, banking, payment system providers, exporters, and marketplaces to encourage MSMEs to recover from the impact of COVID-19. They are also encouraged to digitize and to facilitate the process of marketing, sales, and financial transactions, among others, through the QRIS and BIFAST. QRIS is a payment application, while BIFAST is a national retail payment system infrastructure can facilitate faster retail payments. This is safe, efficient, and flexible. Peri Warjio said that as many as 17.2 million merchants have been connected to QRIS, 90% of them are MSMEs. Meanwhile, BIFAST has had 52 participating banks since it was first launched in December 2021.
Indonesia will soon have a new capital city, Nusantara, Indonesia. It's located in the heart of Kalimantan, the center of the archipelago, from Sabang to Merauke, from Miangas to Rote. New smart metropolis is the concept. The new capital city, Nusantara, a global city for all.
Pagi ku terjebak di dalam ambisi, seperti orang-orang berdasi yang gila materi. Rasa bosan membukakan jalan mencari perang. Keluarlah dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu, bekerja bersama hati. Kita ini insan bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah membiru, berkarya bersama hati. Ekoku merangkul orang-orang yang mulai sejiwa denganku. Kebeeman membukakan jalan mencari teman. dari zona nyaman. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah berlalu. Bekerja bersama hati kita ini insan, bukan seekor sapi. Sembilu yang dulu biarlah sama hati.
Office, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Hello, VOI listener. Welcome back to Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia. Today, we take you to East Nusa Tenggara, which is famous for its natural tourism, has not only stunning natural attractions, but also cultural tourism, such as Mbaru Embo Traditional House, located in Mok Village, Mbengan Village, Komba City District, East Manggarai Regency, Flores, East Nusa Tenggara. This traditional house is unique because it has never been inhabited by human. Mok Village, where the Mbaru Embo traditional house is located, is an old village inhabited by Nanga tribe. The residents of this village believe that Mbaru Embo is a special residence for ancestral spirits. The couple Embo Lenang and Embo Teje are believed to be the main ancestral elders of the inhabitants of the traditional house. In accordance with traditional demands, Mbaru Embo stands at the height of the ridge in the upper part of the village. The building is hollow, circular in shape, with one point being the top of the roof. Most of the building framework is made of bamboo and roofed with palm fiber. The atmosphere of the ancestral house is always quiet because it is uninhabited and the location is a bit separated, about 50 meters to 200 meters from the rows of residential residents. The location of Mok Village is 30 kilometers north of Borong, the capital of East Manggarai Regency. Visiting this village is not difficult because it's already connected to a paved path, although in some locations there are still holes so that drivers must be careful. If you visit to see Mbaru Embo traditional house, there are 5 rules that visitors must obey. First, visitors may only be outside the traditional house. Second, don't smoke. Thirdly, do not wear red clothes. Fourth, it's not allowed to take photos of traditional house. To take photos, visitors must get the approval of elders and perform a traditional ritual. And the last one, it's not allowed to bring lighting equipment. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo choku yo shite COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhinderen Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Selainnya sadarilah hanya
Well, listener, the next segment is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In this program, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian. This program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Let's Speak Indonesian, a program that introduces the Indonesian vocabulary and guides you to speak in the language. Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian is a joint initiative of Voice of Indonesia and the Language Development Agency of the Indonesian Ministry of Education, Culture, Research, and Technology. Today's topic is about stay at the hotel, so stay tuned. We are going to present you a conversation entitled Nomor Kamar, Nomor Kamar, which means room number. This conversation happens between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and a hotel receptionist. The receptionist gave a room key card to Dev while mentioning the room number. Let's listen to the conversation.
Ini kuncinya. Nomor kamar Anda 1209.
Kamar saya di lantai 12 ya?
After listening to the conversation, now I'm going to introduce some vocabulary and expressions related to the topic of the day. I'm going to say each word two times and you can repeat after me. Kamar Anda, which means your room. 1209, which means 1209. Nomor kamar Anda, 1209. Nomor kamar Anda 1209, which means your room number is 1209. Di lantai 12, which means on the 12th floor. Kosong, which means zero. 021-345-0607. 021-345-0607, which means 0213-450607. In the conversation, you hear the sentence Nomor kamar Anda 1209. Nomor kamar Anda 1209, which means your room number is 1209. In the expressions, there are numbers 1209, which means 1209 consisting of 12, which means 12 as the room code, and 09, which means 09 as the room number on that floor. A number can also state a level or floor. In the conversation, you hear the question, Kamar saya di lantai 12 ya? Kamar saya di lantai 12 ya? Which means, my room is on the 12th floor, isn't it? In the formal context of Indonesian language, the number is pronounced as nol, which means zero. But in conversation about numbers such as room number or phone number, the number is often pronounced as kosong, which means zero or o. For example, nomor kamar 1209. nomor kamar 1209, which means room number 1209 or phone number 0213-450-607, 0213-450-607, which means 0213-450-607. Before we end today's Let's Speak Indonesian, let's listen to the conversation once more.
Ini kuncinya. Nomor kamar Anda 1209.
Kamar saya di lantai 12 ya.
Well, listener, that was Let's Speak Indonesian for today. Hopefully, this edition can be useful for those of you who want to know more about Indonesian language. I'm Rahma. Sampai jumpa.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyo shite, COVID-19 no kansen kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Wa qawintiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi syaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmikum.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forcom, the getting over dragging pan COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Berbicara tentang isyarat cinta. Ku mengerti ini sulit untukmu, dan ku tahu aku bahkan takkan pernah bisa untuk katakan cinta. Sadarkah bila aku terjerat pesan aku?
Kau takkan rasa wayang kau.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello VOI listener, today's Music Corner presents you a keroncong song entitled Sapu Tangan by Sundari Sukojo. The song composed by Gesang has very simple lyrics, telling the story of a handkerchief, a memory from his lover. In 1941, when Gesang was young, he had a lover, but they split because of their parents, who at that time still adhered to the customs in Solo, Central Java. Before they were separated, his lover gave a handkerchief as a sign of eternal love for Gesang. The handkerchief had the initials of Gesang's girlfriend's name embroidered with the letter S. Then, Gesang made a song with the title Sapu Tangan, which means handkerchief, in which he told about his first girlfriend. Well, listener, here is Sundari Sukojo with the keroncong song Sapu Tangan.
Thank you.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Voice of Indonesia.
Terlanjur menunggu.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Keep listening to our program at www.vionews.id or shortwave frequency 3325 kHz. Don't forget to check out our Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Also, send your reception report to voi@vionews.id. I'm Putri Savitri Ardela. See you on the next English program.